B-Boys coach David Tremblay, congrats on the season opening win on the road.
Casey's a hard place to win. We've been there a few times and we've won some and lost some, and they're always well coached and do well. Our guys, we struggled in the first quarter a little bit. I made a couple of mistakes and the kids bounced off of that and played some tremendous defense. I think they're rushing. I think they got 40 yards rushing or something like that. So our kids communicated well and played behind the line of scrimmage well, and it was a great defensive game.
How have the kids come back to practice now, seeing the fruits of their labor and the hard work coming to fruition? Hopefully not resting on anything with a team like Midwest coming in, but hopefully, I guess, even more hungry to get things rolling even more.
It's kind of an important game for us. It's 9/11. We play on Saturday, which is 9/11. So we're doing a special tribute to our veterans, police officers, EMT, nurses, anybody, that whole group, chef, deputies. And then we're going to do a little bit of we're going to read off, I guess, the boys sought this all up. They want to read off all the 13 names. And then Riley was actually a DuBois kid, K-4. Before he moved, so he was actually one of ours. So we've got a little special thing, and they're pretty pumped about this. This is, it's a football game, but they're also kind of thinking they're playing for some other people.
It's pretty awesome when kids realize that the game is just that, a game, and there's much bigger things around that. You have to be really proud as a coach and a dad with a player on the team for them to come up with that on their own.
I just mentioned, 2 weeks ago, maybe a week ago, I just mentioned, hey, our game falls on 9/11, guys. It doesn't happen but once every 7 years, sort of. And I said, I'd really like to do something. And the four captains, which Clayton, Max, Ryan, and Wyatt, they all said, we got this, coach. We'll take care of it. And I think they had the deputy, our SRO, Danny, took him to the fire station to talk to the firefighters, took him to the sheriff department to talk to the sheriff department, took him to the EMTs to talk to the EMTs, and one of our teachers here is one of the top people at VFW, so we were able to contact that. And it brought tears to our eyes. It really did, about how well these guys are not just football players. They're really young men and have grown a lot, and just it's a blessing to be with them.
That's amazing. And back to the football conversation here in a short interview. Hate to jump right back into it like that, but they always say teams make their most progress growth between game one and game two. What were some things that you saw that maybe the Rams need to work on as you head into week two down the stretch now?
I think our communication to the kids. We didn't change our offense, but we revamped all the verbs. And the kids are doing it really well. When we call our plays, we need to make it crisper and cleaner, and just to help them, to give them more time to get ready.
We talked about this before we turned the microphone on, but sick bay, sounds like you have a few dings and some bumps and scrapes right now that you'll be nursing.
Yeah, Max has got a ham we've been nursing, so there's our starting fullback and our starting defensive end, so I'm not sure how much playing time he's got. And then my son Wyatt had a camping accident and cut a tendon on his finger like 90%, and so it's stitched back, and so I'm not sure how much playing time he'll get this week. Our young kids need to step up. It's the week before conference starts, and we have some younger kids that play well, so hopefully they'll step up and take that load and get a lot more experience ready for, later on injury.
All right, Coach. And as always, thoughts and prayers with you and your battles that you're going through. Anything else that we need to know about Rams football or anything for me?
Hey, just come watch us. Come check us out. Come to DuBois. Hang out. Love to see you.